I drink all the milk I can get, both kinds.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we drink a lot of milk here. About the gallon. That boy and I together will drink almost a gallon a day.
you put it away then.
Yeah. He'll drink two glasses like this every meal. If he don't drink lemonade or something like that. He makes them lemonade all the time.
You ought to have pretty strong bones then. Have you ever heard of making anything out of that clobber milk?
Yeah. Make cottage cheese, something like that.
If you were milking some cows on the farm, and after you got the milk, what would you do to it to get some of the impurities out?
Always clean it. We never did use a separator or nothing like that on the farm down there.
Is that right?
Now we skim it and churn milk once in a while, get butter.
Mm-hmm. Well, does your wife ever make something, say take some fruit slices, either sliced up apples or peaches, or make it in a deep dish and have a thick crust on top?
Yeah, she makes what you call a upside down cake that way.
Is that right?
Pineapple cake, different kinds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Turned it over while it's fruit on top.
Mm-hmm. Now that's not exactly the same thing as a cobbler, is it?
Mm-mm. No. Cobbler, when you put it in the pie, make cobbler peaches. Has a crust to it.
Is a pie and a cobbler pretty similar?
Well, yeah, but usually the pie is baked and the cobbler is baked too, but usually there's two layers of crust in the cobbler. And the pie, well, it's just got one on the bottom top. It's usually about three layers in it.
Mm-hmm.
Peach cobbler. And we've had plums out here make plum cobblers. She puts up her pair of plums out of the way where she can just take them and make cobblers out of them.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if somebody has a pretty good appetite, you might say, well, old so-and-so sure likes to put away his...
Put away the roaches.
You ever hear people still say something like, he sure likes to put away his vittles?
Yeah, I heard that expression too.
If you were barbecuing some meat, the stuff that you might pour over it, you know, after you cooked it?
We always swap that barbecue sauce over now when we cook it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're barbecuing it.
Now, is there any difference between a sauce and a gravy?
Not too much. Depends on what you make it out of. Gravy is something we make after you fry a steak in a skillet. Something you make like cream gravy on it. Thickening gravy, whichever one you call it.
Put flour in it?
Roast gravy, well, you don't put flour in it. It's just roast gravy. Might put a little in there, thicken it some. I like beef roast gravy. Boy, mine never would eat that thickened gravy. She makes it every once in a while, just for breakfast, needs it.